Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily for April 25, 2026. I'm your host, and we've got a packed show today. On the agenda, a significant open-source GPU management tool just dropped a major new version, and Intel has sent shockwaves through the discrete GPU market with some very troubling news. Let's get into it, starting with something that Linux GPU users have been waiting for.
That's right, LACT 0.9 dropped this weekend. And it's a genuinely exciting release for anyone running AMD, NVIDIA, or Intel graphics on Linux.
For listeners who haven't heard of LACT before, give us the quick rundown. What problem is this tool actually solving?
So the core issue is that Linux users have historically been left out in the cold when it comes to GPU management software. On Windows, you've got AMD's Adrenalin software, NVIDIA's Control Panel, MSI Afterburner, all these polished tools for overclocking, monitoring thermals, adjusting fan curves. On Linux? Almost nothing official.
And that's a real gap, especially as Linux gaming has grown so dramatically over the past few years with Steam Deck and Proton pushing adoption.
Exactly. Neither AMD nor Intel ship an official Linux GPU management GUI, and NVIDIA's tools only work with their proprietary driver. Nothing for the open-source Nouveau or the newer Nova driver stack. So LACT stepped in as a community-driven solution that works across all three vendors.
So what's new in version 0.9 specifically? Because this sounds like more than just a minor patch release.
It's a substantial update across multiple fronts. The biggest visual change is a complete UI rework. They've migrated from straight GTK4 to LibAdWaita, which gives it a much more modern, cohesive look that integrates better with GNOME environments. The layout has been reworked to make hardware information, overclocking controls, and thermal data much easier to navigate at a glance.
That matters a lot for day-to-day usability. A tool can be incredibly powerful under the hood, but if the UI is confusing, most users won't touch the advanced features.
Absolutely. And the headline feature for NVIDIA users specifically is the new voltage frequency curve editor, what they're calling the VF Curve Editor. This is essentially bringing MSI Afterburner-style VF Curve tuning to Linux natively for NVIDIA cards, which is something the community has been requesting for a long time.
Now let's be clear for our AMD-focused audience, why should AMD Linux users care about a NVIDIA feature landing in LACT?
Fair point to raise. The AMD-specific improvements in 0.9 are also meaningful. There's better handling of AMD hardware quirks, which tends to be an ongoing challenge given how many different GPU generations and configurations AMD ships. They've also added AMD hardware block IP version reporting, which gives you much more granular visibility into exactly what silicon you're working with.
That IP block reporting is actually interesting from a diagnostic and enthusiast perspective, being able to see exactly which version of, say, the display engine or the compute block you have on your specific card.
Right, and for people running older or more obscure AMD hardware, those quirk fixes can be the difference between the tool working properly and not working at all. There's also improved Flatpak integration in this release, which matters because Flatpak is how a lot of Linux users are installing software these days, and GPU tools have historically had permission and sandboxing headaches in that environment.
So LACT continues to be the de facto standard for open-source GPU management on Linux. Now let's pivot to what I think is the bigger story today, and it has major implications for AMD specifically.
This is a huge one. According to a major leak from Tipster Jakin, Intel has quietly canceled discrete gaming GPUs for their upcoming Say 3P Arc Celestial architecture, and it sounds like this decision was made a long time ago.
Walk us through the timeline here because the naming conventions around Intel's GPU architectures have been notoriously confusing.
You're not wrong, Intel's GPU roadmap has been a bit of a moving target. Originally, Say 3 was supposed to be the Celestial architecture with a 2025 launch. Intel then restructured, renamed what shipped as Battlemage, and pushed Say 3P to carry the Celestial name. That's why, somewhat confusingly, the integrated graphics inside Intel's Panther Lake chips, which use Say 3, are technically classified as Battlemage parts internally.
So Celestial as a discrete gaming GPU was already a delayed and restructured product, and now it sounds like it's been canceled outright for the gaming segment.
Correct. What Celestial, or say 3P, will actually become is a data center and professional product. The first announced say 3P product is the Crescent Island Data Center GPU, which is a genuinely impressive piece of silicon featuring 160 GB of LPDDR5X VRAM, slated for a late 2026 release. Say 3P is also appearing in Nova Lake CPUs for display and media engine blocks, and there's apparently a special desktop CPU variant with 12 Say 3P integrated graphics cores.
So Intel is essentially doing what they've always been good at, integrating their GPU IP into their CPU and server products while stepping back from the dedicated consumer gaming card space.
That appears to be the strategy. And for the AMD GPU story here, this is significant. The competitive landscape for discrete gaming GPUs is now, for the foreseeable future, a two-horse race between AMD and NVIDIA. Battlemage will remain Intel's latest gaming discrete GPU until at least the Say 4 Druid architecture, which the leak suggests won't land until late 2027.
And even Druid isn't confirmed for a gaming discrete GPU, the leak says that possibility is, quote, up in the air.
Exactly. Intel's Say 4 debut product is apparently called Jaguar Shores, and it's being positioned squarely at the AI and data center sector. A consumer-facing Arc D-series gaming GPU for Say 4 is unconfirmed. So you could realistically be looking at 2028 or beyond before Intel is even a factor in discrete gaming again, if they return at all.
Let's talk about what this means for AMD practically. Because on one hand, less competition sounds good for AMD's market position. On the other hand, competition has historically been what pushes AMD to keep pricing sharp.
It's a double-edged situation. The optimistic read for AMD is that Intel's Arc B series, particularly cards like the B580, was genuinely applying pricing pressure in the mainstream and upper mainstream segments. With Intel stepping back, AMD has less incentive to be aggressive on value in that space, which benefits their margins but not necessarily consumers.
And NVIDIA continues to dominate the high end, so AMD is really left as the only option for consumers who want a dedicated gaming GPU that isn't from NVIDIA at any competitive price point.
Right. And the comments from the Tom's Hardware community on this story reflect exactly that anxiety. People are worried about being left with, as one commenter put it, two gougers. The competitive dynamics of the GPU market are genuinely concerning from a consumer standpoint. Intel's Arc cards were never going to replace a high-end NVIDIA part, but they were providing real competition in the $200 to $350 range.
There's also a broader industry context here worth mentioning. Intel's pivot is clearly driven by the AI boom. Reallocating Celestial silicon to data center products is a rational business decision given the margins available in that space versus consumer gaming GPUs.
Completely rational from Intel's perspective, and honestly, it mirrors what we've seen across the industry. The data center and AI GPU market is generating revenues that dwarf consumer gaming. When you have 160 GB of LPDDR5X on a data center card, the margins on that product are incomparably better than selling a $200 gaming GPU.
One thing I found interesting in the leak details, there's mention of a Razer Lake AX described as a Strix Halo competitor, suggesting Intel might be looking at the integrated high-performance segment as another avenue rather than discrete gaming cards.
That's an intriguing thread. Strix Halo, AMD's answer to Apple Silicon class integrated GPU performance, has clearly gotten the industry's attention. If Intel is developing something in that space, it suggests they see the future of good enough gaming performance living in the CPU die rather than discrete add-in cards for a significant portion of the market.
Which actually reinforces AMD's position on the discrete side. If Intel cedes that ground, AMD's RX 9000 series and beyond has a cleaner runway to capture the mainstream discrete market against NVIDIA.
And with RDNA 5 reportedly incorporating systolic array compute units, which would significantly close the gap on AI and tensor workloads that NVIDIA has used as a differentiator, AMD's competitive position could be meaningfully stronger by the time all of this plays out.
A lot to watch in the months ahead. Let's bring it home. What's the forward-looking takeaway from today's stories combined?
The through line I see is that the Linux GPU ecosystem is finally getting the serious tooling it deserves thanks to community projects like LACT, while at the hardware level, AMD is quietly becoming the most important player in discrete consumer graphics by default as Intel retreats. That's an opportunity AMD needs to execute on rather than take for granted.
Well said. As always, all links to today's stories are in the show notes. LACT 0.9 is available on GitHub right now if you want to give it a spin on your Linux rig. For the AMD GPU Daily on April 25, 2026, keep watching that RDNA 5 horizon. The next few quarters could fundamentally reshape who wins the discrete GPU market for years to come. We'll see you tomorrow.